All right, back here on Wildcat Insider, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, all with you. Do have a little bit of a scheduling change here. We were going to have Brian Haney on. We're going to bump that to 5:40 because we are joined right now in studio by a very special guest in attendance tonight for the game on Big Monday in Bramlage Coliseum is the one and only Marlins man in studio with us. Thank you for stopping by here. How's it going?
It's going great, and the weather has been perfect for you today.
It has. Thank you for bringing that with you. For those that aren't familiar, I think most probably are at this point, lots of sporting events. You see him in the Primo seats rocking the Marlins gear. He's got the Marlins visor, the Marlins jersey. For those that aren't familiar, like with your backstory and how all this got started, can you just take us through how you became Marlins man, how you went from Lawrence to Marlins man?
By accident. It was never planned. It was never a strategy. Very simply, the Marlins had a game at night, and it got moved to daytime because the Heat were in the playoffs. I went to the Marlins game, and everybody wore orange that day. And then when I went to the Heat game, I was wearing my jersey that was white, and nobody else was wearing orange. And it stood out, and the Heat won. And people told me to keep wearing it because it was lucky jersey. They won like three games in a row. Then I did not wear it, and the Heat lost.
Mm.
And the headline the next day was not LeBron James missed the shot or Dwayne Wade was cold. The headline was Marlins man jinxed the Heat by not wearing the lucky jersey. That's how it started.
Funny. So ever since then, has it been the same jersey?
Like, no.
Did it rotate through?
Originally, it was just a plain old Marlins jersey in 2012 when it started. And then in 2014, when I went to the World Series, which was the Giants and the Tigers, one of the Golden Gate Park Rangers called me the Marlins man. And I told my office that story. And for my birthday, they made me orange jerseys that Marlins man on the back.
You know, you're used to being at the biggest sporting events that can happen or that are televised. And, of course, last night was the Super Bowl, and you weren't there. What was it like watching an event that typically people would expect you to be at, but you weren't there?
You're the first person to ask me that, and it's a great question. The answer is, I haven't seen a Super Bowl commercial in my lifetime. And yesterday, for the first time, I watched Super Bowl and commercials, and it was great. They were really good, some of them. I've been to Super Bowls, 27 Super Bowls.
Wow.
27 out of the 51. And I decided this year not to go because, number one, I'm not a Patriots fan. I think they're cheaters, and I don't believe anybody should be a cheater. And I don't like going when they play. I was hoping this year's Super Bowl would be like the Green Bay Packers and the Chiefs. That's who I really wanted, Packers, Chiefs. And when I had to make my schedule, I said, if the Chiefs are in, I'm going no matter what. I don't care if I have to fly back and forth. But when the Chiefs didn't get in, I decided I'd rather be in Kansas for this week so I could visit three schools and two hospitals plus two fire stations. The fire stations where the firemen died. I became friendly with those guys. And I decided I'd rather be here to go to the Kansas-Kansas State game, which I've always kind of like wanted to do. I also felt Kansas State got ripped off in the last game because I was watching it on TV. The guy took, and I counted, 1, 2, 3, 4 steps, and then that's called traveling, and didn't get called, and it would have probably been the end of the game. And so I felt that Kansas State almost beat KU. They just beat the crud out of Baylor. And if Kansas walks in overconfident, Kansas is going to lose to Kansas State tonight.
We're talking with Marlins man here on Wildcat Insider. So is this your first trip to Manhattan?
Yes, and it's much nicer than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like Lawrence, which is kind of run down.
You're pretty good at playing to your audience here.
No, that's the truth. Have you ever been to Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
What's there to do besides Main Street, that little old grungy area?
Hey, I'll take Aggieville any day of the week. I'll say that much. Have you been to Aggieville?
No, but we're talking about going there later.
Okay, tonight after the game. All right, well, hopefully that'll wind up being a pretty good time if K-State wins the game.
I know that even though you you play off the Marlins thing, you have a really close relationship with the Royals. You were there front row for a lot of their postseason runs in 2014 and 2015. How did that kind of start for you?
Actually, what I like to say about that is last year in the playoffs, I remember sitting in New York and in Chicago during the playoffs and saying, I belong in Kansas. In October, this just feels very weird because in 14 and 15, I was in almost every home game the Royals had. So almost all of my October was in Kansas. And it was very weird last year not being in Kansas. I need them to come back and be in the playoffs again because it's a lot of fun and it's energetic And the way it started with the Royals was very simply that I had been there the week before the World Series when they played the Baltimore Orioles. And a lot of people were there in orange from the Orioles. But for some reason, when they were playing the Giants, nobody else came from San Francisco. So nobody was in orange but me. And I didn't plan it that way. I just thought there'd be a lot of Giants fans because they're orange, like Orioles fans are orange. And I didn't see what you see. My vision is the field. And my phone started blowing up. People telling me you look like Rudolph the Orange-Nosed Reindeer. In a sea of blue, there's just you. So, you know, behave and don't pick your nose. And I'm like, huh? What? And then the picture started coming in. You see me on my phone a lot during the game. And that's because in baseball, like 90% of the time, baseball is in timeout. It has no clock. There's only action when here comes the pitch. And when there's no pitch or between innings, half innings, you can take your time. So I'm looking at my phone at the pictures, and I'm like, oh, man. This really stands out. And then the Royals had somebody come down to ask me to change clothes or move. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. And they offered me a lot of good stuff, but I said no. And then at the end of the day, I knew what I believed in was right and what I stand for is right. And by the time I got to San Francisco, when I came back for Royals game 6 and 7, by then the city of Kansas City loved me because they realized what I stand for is the police, the military, your parents, the first responders, and paying it forward to strangers. That's like my little crusade. It's always been my crusade.
Yeah, we're talking with Marlins man here on Wildcat Insider who's going to be in attendance at the game tonight. Can you elaborate on that a little bit on what you are doing? You mentioned going to some hospitals and fire set. Like, what are you doing in those trips?
Well, like when I go to let me backtrack. When the firemen had two people die during the World Series, and I heard about it when I was in Chicago, and they asked me to help them sell their hats. So the Royals players were planning on wearing those hats, and then the MLB said, no, you can't. So they wanted to promote the hat, so I wore the hat. And all over the internet, it was like, oh, my God, Marlins man changed clothes for the Royals. And I had to write, no, it's KCFD hat. Each one of those hats cost $25. It was like, I believe it's supposed to be a $10 from each hat to each family member. Our goal was to sell 1,000 hats. I think we sold like 7,000 hats.
Awesome.
And that's cool. Then I did a fundraiser. I came back to a thing called the Westport Flea Market. I did a fundraiser for them. And to my surprise, both fire stations came, 10 and 17, and also some of the Royals former players. And I always, when I go around, underneath my jersey, I always wear one of their hats they gave me. And I did different fire stations. Nobody knows that. And what I have underneath my jersey is the T-shirts of each fire station. So last year when I came here to say hi to them, they had a surprise and they put me up in the ladder, like 110 feet in the air, 10 stories high. And then when I came down, they surprised me. They had the Chiefs quarterbacks there. So I met Alex Smith and two other guys, the other quarterbacks. And I became friendly with them. So when I come in town, I visit them. And then what I decided to do, because I didn't forget about them, I made 100 World Series jackets that look like the Royals jacket on the front, but it's reversible. On the back is a huge World Series trophy. It says 1985 and 2015. And I gave each station 50 jackets. So I did that. And then what happened is schools started asking me to come talk to the kids. And the hospital, especially KU Hospital downtown, has me go visit the children's wing and the hospice wing when people were passing away. And I became friendly with some of the people, and I like to visit them.
That's very cool. Very good cool. stuff. I hate to kind of go back to the trivial, which is sports after all this, but with the game tonight playing K-State KU, where are the seats going to be? Are we going to see you on TV? How do you try? Do you try to like strategically plan for a basketball game where you're going to be?
My staff, I had to hire 3 additional people to do this, my traveling and stuff. And I just tell them where I want to be in each day, and they take care of everything. I'm in Section 18, Row 1. I don't know where it is. Never been in the arena.
Yeah.
I don't know where 18 is. But it's supposed to be, usually, as low as they can get me, on the side they can't, across from the TV camera side. And that all started because my friends would say, I don't see you. And I would say, I'm sitting right behind the catcher. And this is like maybe 10 years ago. And like, where are you? I'm right there. And they didn't see me. And once I wore orange, they go, oh, there you are. Yeah. Now we see you. And I always wear orange wherever I go. So even if I go to, let's say, a Baltimore Orioles game, or I go to a Giants game, I still wear the orange. I don't like all of a sudden wear lime to stand out in another city. I just got in a habit. I could be called the sports fan or the sportsman. I stayed loyal to the Marlins because accidentally it started in a Marlins shirt. Otherwise, I would just wear an orange shirt and go everywhere.
You're actually going to be real close to where Media Row is down there, so we'll be waving at you from our seats on Press Row.
Oh, there we go. Mitch has the diagram up for us here in studio. Oh, good. Okay.
So where's 18 on there? I can't see that far.
18, like the upper left-hand
upper left corner there on the corner of the court. But it is, I mean, if you're in row one.
You'll be sitting right across there from the K-State bench.
Well, that's where I like to be.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Marlins man talking with us here who's going to be at the game tonight. What's your favorite sporting event that you've attended since you started doing this?
My favorite event, one was a great thing, one was terrible. My favorite event was the Triple Crown win with American Pharoah, where I've been going
for
many years. I went to like 20 of them. And when he finally won, seeing 120,000 people have been screaming at the same time, just all start to cry and nobody left, was great. And also, which now the Royals can relate to, when Jose Fernandez died, they had a Jose Fernandez day. And it was very emotional. Everybody was crying. And when D. Gordon hit a home run to the upper deck, which he's never done in his life, everybody broke down. That was an incredibly emotional day. They were playing the Mets, and the Mets, when it was time to start the game, stopped the game and came out and hugged every single player. Hugged them. And the umpires were like, what do we do? And I yelled, let them do it. Let them do it. And the game started like an hour late because everything was going on. I'm sure that the Royals will have something for Ventura.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll probably pick some game that is not an important game where the focus will be on Ventura and not where it's like, oh, my God, the Royals are playing the White Sox or something. It's like an important rivalry game. But it will be very emotional. And even though I've seen some great Super Bowls, some great NBA Finals, I one game I remembered a lot, too, was the Cardinals were playing – the Giants in the National League Championship Series in like 2012, I think, and they started to rain. It was a monsoon, and they should have called the game in the eighth inning, but they didn't. And I've never seen it raining so hard you couldn't see. I sit, as you know, right behind the catcher. I could not see second base. I couldn't see second base. And I kept thinking, boy, there better be, for the third out, it better be a pop-up because it's a ground ball. It's going to go into a lake. And that was a very memorable game, too. I also went to a game, I think it was a Cardinals game at home, in which it was delayed 2 hours on Sunday Night Baseball because tornadoes were coming. And on the screen in center field, it showed the radar, and you could see the tornado coming right to us. And it turned, and I ran upstairs, and I looked. I saw a tornado go by the stadium. Okay, and I kept thinking, what if that tornado hit the stadium with all the people in it? And I remember that too. And I made a decision. This is 16. So in 2015, I made a decision to go to every single Sunday Night Baseball game, which had never been done before. And that really made me see how much of the country – it's hard to hate the other team. So I have a new phrase now. We're all on the same team. We're all Americans. You know, I want the best team to win. I don't want the other guys to get hurt. I've been to too many games when they say, oh, I hate the Raiders or I hate so-and-so. You're all Americans, guys. You're all on the same team. And the guy you hate today, he might be your free agent on your team next year.
Yeah, true.
Okay? So instead, want your team to do good, have you win the game and your players play good. Stop rooting for the other guy to get hurt or break his leg.
Well, it's very interesting that you were going that way because the last question I got for you, the most important question that I have for you, who are you rooting for tonight between K-State and Kansas?
I was anticipating. Here's my answer. I want a triple overtime game. Triple. I want people sitting there exhausted, except she'll be mad because she has a test in the morning. Okay? But I want a triple overtime game. And if it goes that far, I anticipate that, as I said to her in the car, I think Kansas State's going to win. I think they're hot right now, and KU's kind of gone cold. You just beat Baylor. You should have beat Kansas at home. They're home. And I think you're going to win tonight. And I don't play home field for anybody like that. What I don't want to see is some 25-point blowout game where the fans start leaving with 5 minutes to go in the game, somebody up by 25. I like close games. I like game sevens. I like overtimes.
Well, typically this has been a good series here in Manhattan, so you picked the right place to come watch the game. Marlins, man, appreciate you stopping by. This has been awesome. Enjoy the game tonight at Bramlage, my friend.
Thank you. And I already met the players, some of them. I'm going to come back to one of your home games. I want to see everybody in purple.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
It's football. I'm talking about football.
Yeah. Marlins man with us here on Wildcat Insider. If you missed any of that, we'll have it podcasted, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab after the show. We'll have Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, when we come back. How much is the off-the-court distraction affecting KU right now? You're listening to Wildcat Insider.